But otherwise, you'd think you were almost in part of some science fiction portrayal. I mean, you know, some set or something.
Did you have a security classification at that point in time, or they just let you in without any kind of...
We all had security clearance.
Was that immediately before you went there, or had you had one when you were working with the scientists?
I had one when I was working with Einstein. And that security clearance was respected. The only reason we could go.
Is that security act, or did they deactivate it after?
It was immediately deactivated.
In the other experiences you've had, the other work you've done, did you ever have any other kinds of security clearances?
I've never had a necessity since to have a security clearance, no. I've had a paper classified by the government on the ultimate structure of matter and National Academy of Science, but I have had no security clearance.
Do you remember what they called that clearance that you had? Did they name it for you?
I don't even recall that, except A5. I'd have to look that up. I don't know whether I even have a note on that.
The program that you're working on with Einstein, was it funded by the government, or was it a university grant?
Grant to him at that university at that time to have outstanding students from around the country picked to work with him that particular summer in nuclear chemistry.
Did you have a title that was given to you while you worked there?
Special student.
Did he take any other students with him?
No. I was the only student.
Lucky you. Come on.
I was his pet. I have to admit that. I was. I was. I have to admit that. There were 29 and I at summer.
Were you there?
I'm the only girl either.
When the last alien died, were you there at that point in time?
No, I wasn't. I was back at the motel in a city nearby, and I had been told and I was I would be able to keep the being alive.
How many were there originally?
9. I saw 9. 8 bodies, and then later we communicated with that one, so there were 9.
And can you describe what they were?
Oh, I sure can. I remember that very well. They were a very light, soft, gray, I'd call it grayish green, really. And they had a slim, lean, they had no nose, but they had markings where a nose opening would be. They had eyes and a mouth, no eyebrows. They had ears. They had a very forehead, which I'd say relative to the rest of their body. And the ones that I saw were approximately maybe 5 feet tall, 5 feet 5, something like that. They're small by what a man entered on Earth.
What did their eyes look like?
Their eyes were enormous. They were very prominent. They were the most obvious thing you'd see on their face.
Were there any pupils?
I noticed, but I never saw any pupils.
What color were they?
They were almost a brown-black. They were very, very dark.
Were they all the same color in terms of the...
Oh, yes.
Did they have any kind of clothing on?
Yes, they had suits on.
What did they look like?
Very much toward, like, what we call suits. The only thing was, though, that I didn't recognize the fabric. It didn't look like any fabric that I would know as a chemist, or even today that I would recognize.
Were there any kind of fasteners?
buttons or
buttons ties. Or zippers or ties or something? No, I didn't see any.
What about their shoes?
Their shoes were all, looked like they were connected. They were in one piece. And their hands, their limbs were covered, you know, right down to what we would call the wrist.
What color was it, and did it have, was it any kind of trim?
You mean the suit itself? Mm-hmm. Oh, it had like an insignia on it.
What did the insignia look like?
Gee, I'd have to draw it for you. It looked like a... I'm not an artist, but it looked like something like this. I didn't know what it meant.
The insignia.
The insignia was almost in the middle of the garment. It wasn't off on the side like we would expect it to be.
Did they need any special breathing apparatuses, or were they? Did they appear to be breathing on their
own? And that was most amazing things that we were startled about, where they could apparently survive in our atmosphere, and they had apparently come such a long way.
Did they seem to indicate that the atmosphere similar to ours, their breathing?
They asked us about that, and we asked them about it. Yes, they seemed to indicate, yes, that it was quite similar. It was not identical to ours, though, because they claimed they had made tests.
Did they tell you anything about their lifestyle was there?
We tried to find that out, and before we could, they really, we were very interested in not antagonizing them at all, so to the point where we had them answer too many of ours, so we never really found that out. We just knew that they don't live all above ground, according to what they told us. A lot of theirs, what we would call subterranean.
Did they seem repelled by our appearance, since they look so different?
Oh, they thought we were very odd.
Since you indicated that they were either androgynous or had no sex, did they mention how they procreated?
That was another thing which we asked them about, and we couldn't pin down either, but no, they indicated that they have this like we have at all.
Did they tell you how they reproduced? Did they refuse, or they just, nobody probed them?
No, they didn't really do that.
So they really were kind of limited in what they felt was appropriate to tell you?
I would say so, yes. I would say they were very careful what they revealed.
Mm-hmm. It seem like they wanted to have any kind of continual contact with this planet?
Very definitely, yes. However, they had already almost discounted this as a desirable place to come.